The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. Like I've been saying for years and years and years, Lionel Messi is the greatest player ever of all time.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You know, we record the things you say on this show, right?
Oh,
you understand that.
You don't have that? What? You don't have that declaration, that proclamation?
No, you know, we're going to get a chance to get to you and Messi. Because I'm going to bring it up at some point. Don't worry
really?
About it.
You're going to do that to your boy.
Yeah.
You're going to do that to
me. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that to you. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. And we will get to all the big NFL results in a minute. But we begin today with the World Cup final between Argentina and France yesterday. As great a watch as you could ask for. The preeminent stars, Lionel Messi and Kylian Mbappe, were absolutely great. Messi had two goals and helped set up a third. Mbappe had a hat trick, twice tying the game. In the penalty kicks, Mbappe and Messi led off and their aim was true. Argentina would win, but it never felt like France lost. Wilbon, what are your thoughts about the game, the result, and how we should now look at the stars?
Tony, as you know, since we talked during the game multiple times, I told you I thought it was the greatest thing, one of the greatest sporting events I've ever seen. Now, there's some things above it. I think I said to you, I'm not going to put it with Ali Frazier. But in my lifetime, Tony, there just aren't many things I've seen that got to me like that game. The entirety of it and all the things you very eloquently described, starting with the play of the two godlike stars, Messi and Mbappe. And I sent you a piece, I hope you got it, that talked about Messi not needing that win to be the greatest of all time. I'm sorry, I disagree. If you have a thing in a sport that is the crown jewel, to be the greatest, you got to have that. He has it. He has it now. So whatever the arguments were in favor of him, he has all those and he has the crown jewel. He was great. Mbappe was, they were incomprehensibly great. I loved every second of it. I didn't even want to watch the NFL the rest of the day. The World Cup was that great, Tony. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyone who has watched this show knows that I don't know a lot about soccer and I don't claim to, but I know a lot about thrilling after watching sports for a lot of years. I could not take my eyes off this. I could not. Mbappe, what he did, France is down 2-0 in the game.
Yes.
Then he ties it. Then they're down 3-2 in the overtime, and then he ties it again. So all credit to Mbappe and France. But as I've told you, the single greatest moment for me in that game was very, very late in regulation when Messi is, I guess, right outside the box and he kicks it. And the French goalie hits it and it goes over the crossbar. That must have come at him at 150 miles an hour.
A rocket, as
they
say.
That was just unbelievable. It was a great thing to watch. But let me get to Messi and you for a second. Because you have said for years that you couldn't accept that Messi was the greatest of all time because he hadn't won the World Cup.
That's
and
right.
I have agreed with you.
That's right.
But it also occurs to me, Mike, that this is a particularly American point of view. That what we do is we care about rings.
Yep.
We haven't even have commercials to say, he ain't got no rings.
Right.
We may be the only country on earth that gives out rings. And we give them out every single year. Every sport plays a championship every year. This guy has to wait for 4 years for him to go out like this in his last shot.
Heroic.
To be that great
Heroic.
Throughout the tournament.
Yes.
And in this particular game, to coolly make that penalty kick, and same with Mbappe, when the whole world is watching you do that, that's an incredibly great exit. So if you want to say, if anybody wants to say it's the greatest of all time, I don't know enough to argue, but I will say if you say that, no one can tell you to shut up now.
No,
He did it.
He's absent nothing. There's nothing he's lacking.
That's right.
So there's no argument to that effect.
Right.
I saw a picture somewhere on maybe Instagram of Messi with a smile on his face that was so authentic. And he's holding a Chicago Bulls jersey. And it doesn't have 23 on it. Doesn't have 23. That's 10, his number. But, you know, what he's thinking, what he's looking at that jersey and he's smiling,
well,
he's
could use
equating
them. They
it
stink.
With Jordan. You know, and so I'm out of there's no argument. You're not gonna hear me argue against it anymore. But by the way, who's the best player today?
Please.
If you had to construct an argument, you're writing a column. Who's the best player in the world today? Who you take today?
Well, I'm sure it's Mbappe. I assume it's Mbappe, but I don't follow this enough to know.
You're the one
who says it's Mbappe.
You're gonna follow it more now? Did it get you? Did it capture you?
Yeah. Every 4 years, but not the rest of the time, no.
Okay, Archie.
No.
Really? Okay.
It's not for me.
Let's move to the NFL, which will make Tony more comfortable, where two names synonymous with winning had terrible losses yesterday. Tom Brady, the golden boy in the Bucs, blew a 17-0 lead at home to the Bengals, eventually losing 34-23. And Bill Belichick's Patriots needed just to run out the clock and get to overtime against the Raiders, but instead, they tried to lateral their way to a miracle win. The Raiders' Chandler Jones intercepted the last toss and ran it 48 yards for the winning score with no time left on the clock. What a stiff arm by Jones on your boy Mac Jones, Tony. By the way, did Brady or Belichick have the worst loss?
So Brady had a terrible loss. As you said, it was 17-0. Cincinnati then scored 34 unanswered points. Brady turned the ball over himself four times in his own half of the field. It's a terrible loss. Doesn't come close to the other loss from Belichick and New England. That's the worst play I've ever seen. Ever. It's unbelievable. The guy is, Jacoby Myers is somewhere in the red zone and then runs the other way. Runs the other way for 15 to 20 yards. Then throws it the other way an additional 15 to 20 yards. What are you doing? It makes, what are you thinking at that point? It's so terrible. It can't happen. Okay? That loss can't happen that way. So afterwards, he says, just trying to do too much, trying to be a hero, I guess. And he says the coaching instructions are run the ball and go down. And even if
you forget
to do that, why are you going the wrong way?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, Jim Marshall, going the wrong way. For all the reasons you said, the Brady loss is worse. The loss that everybody's focused on, the Patriots loss, it's a fluke.
What?
And it doesn't reflect on Bill Belichick at all. It's a fluke. It's a fluke. It's never happened. It doesn't reflect on anything other than one stupid decision. Tom Brady was terrible.
Right.
The golden boy, the greatest quarterback, he was terrible.
He's been terrible for
weeks. It reflects on him. That loss is tied to him directly. The loss the Patriots had is not directly tied to Bill Belichick.
I get that. I concede that. It's not directly tied to Belichick. But one of the things that we came to admire over the years with Belichick's teams is that they were the smartest teams in the league. He had the most college graduates.
Yep.
He had the most team captains.
Yep.
And this was inexplicably stupid. And you know what, Mike? It's going to live in infamy. I mean, it really is. It's going to replace the butt fumble. It is.
It was great to see Herm Edwards, who you and I love for decades anyway. Back long before anybody at ESPN knew of Herm Edwards, you go back with Herm, we do.
Right.
To see Herm on the set and able to talk about scooping up that Joe Pisarcik stupid snap thing in the Meadowlands 100 million years ago.
Yep.
It's going to replace that. Like the butt fumble is nothing. But to replace Herm, I don't want to see Herm replaced, actually, but it's going to replace it.
Let's go back to the Saturday games. The Vikings had the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL from down 33-0 to Indianapolis to an overtime 39-36 win. The Bills had to come back from 29-21 in the snow against Miami, of all teams. I wish you were colder.
Yeah.
To score the last 11 points and win 32-29 at the buzzer. Wilbon, who had the more significant comeback?
The Vikings. There's no question about this. The Buffalo Bills, had they lost, were playing an equal. They're playing a peer, right? They're playing a division peer that we know is good.
Yes.
I know Miami's had some losses, but none of them are embarrassing or stupid. Miami is still really good. I know you don't want to face them in the playoffs necessarily. They lost to Buffalo. That's fine. The Vikings, you and I have discussed this. I did not quit that game because the way the Colts were scoring, Tony, at the beginning, I'm like, you know what? This is fluky too. And the Vikings have a high-powered offense, and Kirk Cousins has more Fourth quarter comes back. How about that? Did anybody out there active right now, I guess except for Brady, and more this year.
Because he puts himself in a hole for three quarters.
Somebody puts him in a hole.
That's why he's got to come back in the fourth.
But he doesn't.
Yeah.
You like to hate on Kirk Cousins for some reason. You just will not let it go. Well, you need to let it go now. You got to eat this one, homie. Because he scored from 33 down. He said, Kornheiser, you like that?
I know.
Eat this.
Right.
The significant comeback belongs to the Vikings.
You're trying to do this to like equate Kirk Cousins with Lionel Messi and your folly for 10 years. Stop. Look, I'll make a small case that Buffalo's comeback is better in this regard.
Real small.
They would have lost the number one seed in the AFC to Kansas City had they lost. And Minnesota was locked into winning their division anyway. And that is the last I will talk about Buffalo at all. Because the other game is actually unbelievable.
Yes.
I'm an English major. It's unbelievable. There was no precedent for this in the history of the NFL.
That's right.
Nobody had ever come back from 33 points. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, in the regular season.
The Colts simply collapsed on offense and on defense. They were like a souffle when it's touched. They collapsed. And I'm going to say this. The Colts have to excuse and get rid of their entire coaching staff. Every single one of them. Jeff Saturday needs to come back to television where he is terrific. And the finger needs to be pointed where it ought to be pointed, at Jimmy Irsay. He wants Dan Snyder out of the league? Are you kidding me? You know, tend to your own garden. Your team is a joke at the moment, right? Am I right on this? That's horrendous, that loss.
They've had one bad loss other than they had that Cowboys loss, like 50-some points they gave up. But I don't know. I'm not going to I don't think it's a referendum on everything they have. I think the Vikings need some credit, which you refuse to do.
Mike, they made the comeback. But when you look at that game, the first thing you think of is Colts lose, not Vikings win.
I thought Vikings
blow
win.
A lead.
I think Vikings win.
They really? Came back.
I stayed
That's
with that
because
game.
Because you follow the Vikings.
I do.
Let's take a break.
I hate the Vikings,
still to
but
come.
I like what they did.
Does Washington have good reason to be upset with the officiating in their loss to the New York Giants?
Man, who was officiating that game? Irsay? And the Cowboys. Yeah. Cowboys! They lost to the Jags, but still clinched the playoff berth. So did the loss really matter? What happened to the Washington team
this.
Should be embarrassing.
Matt Ryan needs to go gracefully.
Got to go.
He's on the wrong end of the two worst comebacks in history.
He's in a got-to-go situation.
That's his legacy. Yes.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
ESPN2 was made mail for mail time.
Come on. Don't be
and
insulting.
Others. Do the Commanders have good reason to be upset with the officiating?
Personally, I would condone any profane thing that the Commanders or their people say about NFL officiating at the end of the game. One, they go 9 layers deep to find some technical garbage by which to nullify a touchdown that would have put them ahead in the final seconds of the game. That's bad enough. But to then be gutless enough not to call pass interference on this penalty. It's gutless. There's lots of gutless officiating at the end of games. That, if that's not pass interference, take the damn call out of the books. That crew needs to be suspended, somehow penalized because it affects, very likely so, what will happen with the division winner. It's irresponsibly gutless, and the league needs to apologize not just to the Commanders, but anybody who was watching that game.
Yeah, so I'm not going to disagree with that because the calls were bad. I mean, Terry McLaurin points to the referee, says, am I on the line? And then they flag him, and the call in the end zone was terrible. But I don't have as much sympathy with Washington as you do because the Giants were 1-4-1 in their last six, and Washington was 6-1-1. They were coming out of a bye. They were at home. They would concentrate on the Giants for 2 to 3 weeks, and they couldn't have separation for them. They should have won this game easily. And by the way, everybody's up at the board talking about what their chances are to make the playoffs. If the playoffs start today, they're actually still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I believe they're a half a game ahead of Seattle, which loses all the time.
Holes.
And a half a game ahead of Detroit, which does not lose.
No, that's right.
Detroit does not lose.
It's an embarrassment by the NFL. Get it right.
Did yesterday's loss to Jacksonville shake your confidence in the Cowboys?
No, because I don't have any damn confidence in the Cowboys. The Cowboys are doing what they often do. They often, you know, get to December and they collapse and they have losses. Now, Jacksonville is pretty darn good. And I'm going to let you, because I know where you're going to go. You're going to go to the coaching of Jacksonville.
I'm
not going to steal that from you.
I am.
So what Jacksonville is doing is wonderful. It is not Dak Prescott's fault that his receiver had butterfingers of hands and couldn't hold on to a pass. That should not even be ruled an interception. It should be ruled receiver's fumble. They got to come up with a new category since you have all these stupid numbers out there anyway. I don't have any confidence in the Cowboys. Do you?
Yeah. Well, I'm the guy who's been sitting here for 2 months saying Jalen Hurts is the MVP.
Yeah.
Now, he may miss the next game, which is an important thing.
Shoulder.
I'm the guy sitting
Bears
here for a month and a half saying the 49ers are going to be in the Super Bowl. So I have no particular confidence in the Cowboys. But let me talk about Jacksonville for 10 to 15 seconds. Mike, you often go on the show and you say the coaching in the NFL stinks.
Yep.
At least half the coaches are no good.
Does.
Am I right?
Yep.
They got a good coach in Jacksonville. Doug Peterson was fired in Philadelphia a little bit after winning a Super Bowl because he didn't want to start Jalen Hurts and the owner did. Doug Peterson was wrong. The owner was right. But he came down to Jacksonville. They had Urban Meyer. They were a disaster. They were 3-14 last year. Now, they're still under 500. They're 6-8.
They're going to win
the
division.
They've won 4 or 6.
They're going to win the division.
They're eligible for the playoffs.
Yes.
The two biggest stories of turnaround this year are Jacksonville and Detroit.
Yep.
And Doug Peterson's a good coach. He's a good coach.
Tony, going to
Let's
win their division, the Jaguars. They are.
They could. They could. Because Tennessee's not.
Yeah.
But still to come, will Baker Mayfield do it again tonight? But this time against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
And how should Tiger and Charlie Woods feel about their finish? Maybe not as good as you think. Maybe not.
You can see what good coaching does. They're competitive all the time.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
And he
their
stands out.
Their quarterback's better than he was.
He stands out in a field because of the context. There ain't a lot of...
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 25th birthday yesterday, Ronald Acuna Jr. The Braves star outfielder was Rookie of the Year in 2018. In 2019, Acuna had 41 homers, 101 RBI, and led the National League in steals with 37 and runs with 127. Pretty good year, huh? In 2021, Acuna had 24 homers, 52 RBI, and 17 steals in 82 games, half a season when he tore his ACL. Acuna came back in 2022 with ordinary numbers, 15 homers, 50 RBI, and 29 steals in 119 games. The Braves need a big comeback from Acuna, who is a two-time All-Star and a three-time Silver Slugger, because their stars are leaving. Last year was MVP Freddie Freeman leaving for the Dodgers. Over the weekend, shortstop Dansby Swanson left for 7 years and $177 million from your Cubs, Wilbon.
That's right, Tony. This was a credibility signing for the Cubs as they try to both rebuild with a lot of young talent and also fill in with some money they've got by going out and getting Swanson. They could have gotten Correa maybe, but didn't want to give up that much money for 13 years. It's a big deal for the Cubbies if they're going to climb back into serious contention after having a really good August-September last year.
Happy anniversary, Jim McMahon. On this day, 42 years ago, the Punky quarterback and his Brigham Young teammates found themselves down by 20 points in the Holiday Bowl to SMU and the Pony Express backfield of Eric Dickerson and Craig James. McMahon led a three-touchdown comeback in the final 2:33 of the game, culminating with a 41-yard Hail Mary to tight end Clay Brown for a 46-45 win as time expired. McMahon threw for 446 yards in that game. Not only were McMahon, Dickerson, and James in this game, but so was the great returner, Vaisika Hema, and Andy Reid, your boy, was a BYU lineman. This past Saturday, they played again in the New Mexico Bowl, and BYU stopped a two-point conversion with 8 seconds left to hold on for a 24-23 win.
Let me go back to Jim McMahon, Tony, who is, of course, a celebrity on a very, very, very high level in my hometown for leading that team to this only Super Bowl championship. You can find him now on a golf course in Scottsdale, which I sometimes do. And Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl in his fourth season. That puts Justin Fields on par, on course, for a Super Bowl two more seasons from now. He's got next year when they have a lot of talent. They got money and draft picks. And then the next season, we might have expectations. I'm just saying.
Jim McMahon plays golf in his bare feet. It's really
sometimes
weird.
Not as much.
Happy trails to the next few weeks on the court for Anthony Davis. The often injured center of the Los Angeles Lakers is injured again. Raise your hand if you didn't see this one coming. Really? Davis hurt his right foot in the Lakers game against Denver on Friday night. The Athletic reported Davis will miss 1 month of games. Davis has missed more than half of the Lakers' regular season games over the past 2 years with various injuries. Now, he's having a great season so far, 27.4 points and 12.1 rebounds a game, shooting a career-best 59.3%, and he had a 55-point game earlier this month. Yet even with all that, the Lakers are 13-16. But don't worry, Bristol, we'll still talk about them here.
Yeah, we will, because LeBron's not playing tonight. Some ankle soreness, apparently, Tony, against the Suns. But Anthony Davis is having a year that reminds you of me, of Karl Malone. I mean, he's having a huge year. They need him back, and hopefully he only misses a month or less, hopefully.
Karl Malone played 82 games a year forever.
The numbers. I'm talking about
the numbers. How can it remind you of Karl Malone?
The numbers. Ugh, performance.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
It's such an errant comparison. Big finish. Your boy Devin Booker had 58 for the Suns in a win over the Pelicans. Nikola Jokic had 40, 27, and 10. In a Nuggets win over the Hornets, bigger deal.
Jokic going for that third straight MVP, which is going to be difficult to get. Hey, Booker beat New Orleans. You just trashed the Suns last week for losing twice to New Orleans.
That's
he came back and beat them.
That's
they were down big in the fourth, in the third anyway.
That's right.
Deion, your man, and my man. And Jackson State lost the Celebration Bowl in their undefeated season in overtime against North Carolina Central. Your thoughts, Tony?
He did a great job there, and I really am curious to see how he does in Colorado. Tons of men's college hoops Saturday. Biggest win.
Houston won at UVA, impressively. And Gonzaga won against Alabama in Birmingham. Again, impressive. Tiger and Charlie finished 8th of 20 at the PNC. Your reaction?
He's 13 years old, Charlie. Get off him. No expectations, please. Last one. Monday Night Football, Rams and Packers. You taking Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers?
I'm taking the Cheeseheads. Make no mistake.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're on the Deuce again tomorrow. Knuckleheads, you can get the podcast on ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, your SportsCenter.
For being punished.